1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming ABC on the Civic
News,
Media
I'm
app.
Jim Ryan. Israel's parliament has approved a key portion of Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's plan to reshape the country's justice system. Some opposition lawmakers chanted shame during the vote. Afterward, they stormed out of the chamber. The heat wave expands from the southwest to the midwest and northeast this week, bringing triple-digit temperatures to some places. Extreme heat on the Greek island of Rhodes has triggered wildfires, forcing thousands from their homes and hotels. ABC's Marcus Moore is there.
The locals devastated. My house, our heart is here. Please save us, she cries. Meanwhile, Turkey, Slovakia, and other countries sending in their own planes and trucks to help battle the raging flames.
The Justice Department is filing a lawsuit against the state of Texas, warning that it has until midday today to respond to a request to remove a floating barricade from the Rio Grande. The string of buoys was put there to deter migrants from trying to swim across. This is ABC News. Russian authorities are accusing Ukraine of launching a drone attack on Moscow earlier today. One of the aircraft fell near the defense ministry's main headquarters. The Russian military, meantime, is unleashing new strikes on infrastructure at the ports in southern Ukraine. Tensions are likely to escalate between Taiwan and China this week. ABC's Britt Clenett explains.
Taiwan is kicking off 5 days of military exercises aimed at preparing for a Chinese invasion. These are annual drills that will test Taiwan's combat readiness in case of an attack, including weaponry acquired from the U.S. And China is making its anger known over this over the weekend, sending 37 warplanes in 24 hours.
The National Association for Business Economics is sounding a bit more confident. The latest survey on business conditions reflects optimism among respondents, boosted by rising sales and improving profits. Fewer than half think the economy will now go into recession. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us.
For the Talk of Green Bay News, I'm Pete Schwabe. Here's what Green Bay needs to know.
Something to consider for your commute today. Police say a car crashed into a building on Main Street near downtown Green Bay last night. The incident happened sometime before midnight between George Street and North Irwin Avenue. The crash caused part of a building to collapse and the street to be closed. Police and fire are still gathering details regarding the cause of the crash. Two are dead and multiple people injured after a two-car crash in Alloway. The Brown County Sheriff's Office and Green Bay Metro Fire responded to a call around quarter to midnight Friday, July 21st, near the Quick Trip on South Webster Avenue. Authorities say a 21-year-old driver was headed northbound on Webster and crashed into a 28-year-old man who was turning eastbound onto Alloway Avenue. Both drivers were killed in the collision. Four others were injured, one person critically, and taken to area hospitals. The crash is still being investigated. Pete Schwabe, WGBW 97.9 News.
Living happily ever after isn't always a reality. If you're over 50 and are considering divorce, attorney Andrea Gage with the Everson Law Firm can provide the guidance you need. Andrea focuses on silver divorces, the kind that get more complicated over time and present unique challenges. A family, multiple properties, significant assets. Andrea and the team at Everson Law have the experience to protect your interests. Call Everson Law to set up an appointment with Andrea today. It's never too late to be happy. Everson Law, 920-435-3734. This is EAA Air Venture Airwaves,
your all-access pass to the world's greatest aviation celebration.
Here's Terry Barr.
There are few events bringing people together from 80 different countries, but it's happening right now at the Experimental Aircraft Association's EAA Air Venture in Oshkosh.
You always come for the airplanes, but then you come back for the people.
Dick Napinski's worked at EAA for more than 30 years, and despite its growth from hosting 150 to 600,000 people, he calls this a special event for the area.
They fly in from across the country and around the world to be here. There is a culture here with Air Venture that it has grown organically over 70 years.
It's enough growth. Oshkosh is considered the busiest airport in the world during the week of the EAA fly-in. For Civic Media's EAA Air Venture Airwaves, I'm Terry Barr. Hear more of my interview with Dick at civicmedia.us.
It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app. The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. Starting at 6 a.m., The Mayor and Mino. Then at 8, The Earl Ingram Show. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show.
On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
What if I just, instead of giving out the talk of text line, just started giving up Robin Voss's number all the time? I saw it go. 844-96 party. What is it?
I saw it go. Write it down. 608-237-9163. Call now.
Moving Wisconsin forward, one joke at a time. This is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada yada yada.
If the election was today, who would you vote for? And how much is it based on facts versus feelings? Because I just have this inkling that so many people are, their feelings about the candidates, and specifically about Joe Biden, is just how they feel about him, which is, I think, how largely we all mostly vote, as much as we want to be rational actors.
We vote with our gut.
And so, you know, simple question that I'm sure many talk show hosts before me have asked so far this year. If the election was today, who would you vote for? 844-967-2789. And it's also, do you not know? Because that's a valid answer, too. And probably the right answer, because we're still over a year away. But and we've touched on this a little bit before as far as what the numbers say versus what approval ratings are, or and not even just of Biden, but of people's feelings about the economy, feelings about how the country's doing, and how that matches up to the actual measurements we typically use to gauge how things are going. And you know, I think there's a lot of people on the left or independents who can say, you know, who will say like, yeah, Biden's done a pretty good job, but he's just so old, who are like not fired up about him again.
Right.
And just based on the age thing and some gaffes and stuff like that are kind of like, ugh, really? This guy again? And then obviously Republicans are hammering on Joe Biden's America as the land of, you know, violent crime, surging illegal immigration, out of control inflation. But the thing is, like, the actual numbers don't always support that. And I bring this up partially because I read some stuff this morning as far as what the numbers say, but I also over the weekend was up north and went to Lac du Flambeau, and then we also went over to Hayward.
So oh,
hello, Hayward.
I'm so jealous.
And checked out the Lumberjack World Championship, although we timed it a little poorly because we didn't look at the schedule, so we bought tickets. And, like, the grounds were open all day, but the actual, like, final event didn't like start until 5:30.
Oh man.
So we get to see the grounds. We got to see a axe throwing competition. We got to see some fun stuff and kind of get the vibe for what it was. But we didn't decide because it was like an hour and a half from Lac de Flambeau. So we drove back, but got to check out Hayward. Got to see from a distance the largest muskie statue in the world because they close at 4, which was very early.
In the summer?
In the summer and during the Lumberjack World Championship. I was a little surprised that they weren't still letting, because it's $10 a person. I was like, that feels like a lot of money you guys are deciding not to capitalize on.
What, the muskie needs to rest?
I don't know. But so Mike got up and like a hill and got a picture of it because they strategically place a lot of trees so you can't just take a picture without paying for it. But not surprisingly, in driving up to Lac de Flambeau, driving west to Hayward, driving east back to the cabin, saw a lot of Let's Go Brandon signs.
Ah.
Saw, not surprisingly, you know, to each their own. No judgment. But nevertheless, saw a lot. So one homemade sign that Mike was very excited about. We were driving. He saw there was a homemade sign, literally stopped and pulled a Yui because he wanted to go see what it said. And so it was Biden spelled out, and B was for I just said this. Didn't I just tell you this before?
You did, and I'm drawing a complete
blank. And now B was for
too.
I was for idiot, D was for dummy, E was for empty, N was for naive, and B was for, it wasn't bonehead. I can't remember what the B was for. If you can think of a B word for an idiot, that's what it was.
Bumbler?
Nah, now I can't remember. But so anyways, you know, part of the state that is very still pro-Trump, not excited about Biden, but And so I mention it because I see these numbers. I saw those signs. I kind of feel like the vibe I get in general from, you know, anyone but besides hardcore Democrats is meh on Biden. Like, it's like, I'll vote for him because it's like, again, like a not Republican. It's like, I'm not voting for the Republican.
Right.
But it's interesting because there's a lot of arguments as far as facts of why this has been a pretty good presidency. So, you know, in the first one, the violent crime, and this includes Milwaukee. I saw a headline from last week that violent crime is down in Milwaukee. Stealing cars.
That's still way up there.
Still way up there. But as far as homicides are going down, and this is violent crime surged across the country post-pandemic, and it was a huge concern in the 2022 election. But homicides were down 9% in the first half of this year and over the same period last year. And so it's generally, though, that's generally down across the board. Illegal border crossings are down. It's dropped to the lowest level in over 2 years this past June for the first full month under Biden's new restrictive asylum rule, which makes it much harder to attain asylum. Obviously, some people, pro-immigration people, are not happy about this. There's a legal case pending that could change that, but at least for now, that policy has curbed illegal border crossings. Inflation is cooling.
And compared to the rest of the world, our inflation rate is manageable. They're dealing with double digits in many countries.
And so, you know, and we're going to get, I think the Fed this week again is going to make a decision on interest rates. I think that comes this week. I don't know which day.
Wednesday, Thursday.
Wednesday
maybe?
Or Thursday. And there's been a manufacturing boom across the country.
Not to mention all the bridge projects.
All the bridge projects, of course. And so there's been like the job growth for manufacturing. There's been 800,000 manufacturing jobs added nationwide. And so it's like you see all this and it's like, obviously, this is the burden of the campaign to make all these connections and have it resonate with voters. But it's funny that on its face, I don't know if it is right now. What do you think? If you had an election today, who would you vote for? 844-967-2789. Or similarly, how much do you think that you use facts versus your gut instinct when it comes to voting decisions? 844-96-PARTY. What do you think, Jane?
Well, I know how I would vote.
Today?
Yes.
Would be Biden?
Yes. And again, I certainly understand the reluctance about his age. He is not a young man. And as you said, he has made some gaffes. At the same time, I think physically, for his age, he's in really good shape. Mm-hmm. And overall, I think he's all there and is actually able to put sentences together in a structure that when you read it back, it actually makes sense, as opposed to the front runner for the other party, who is not in great physical shape. And I'm sorry, but they can make as many posters of Donald Trump wearing armor, dressed like a gladiator. That isn't who he is. Sorry to be the one to point that out. I know it's harsh.
Is there anyone running, even if it's a long shot, is there anyone running on the Republican ticket that you could like hold your nose and vote for?
No.
Chris Christie? No.
Chris Christie?
Asa Hutchinson? No.
No.
Like any of the guys who are actually running counter to a Trump MAGA culture war thing?
No.
Tim Scott?
No. Chris Christie and Asa Hutchinson aren't even going to be players in this.
I know.
They're not. They're just not. And neither is Mike Pence.
Well, Mike Pence seems dead in the water.
Well,
just because, well, it's these like, that's how I feel about the Ron DeSantis campaign too, is like, it's this appeal to MAGA. It's like, I'm not Trump. Like, it's just this like walking this line of not really criticizing Trump because you know you need that base, but like that base probably is never going to leave Trump. So it's like, who are you actually appealing to? Because there's probably, I would think that there's a lot of like independents and moderates who like you're still too extreme for, who are like over the culture war thing and who are not necessarily in favor of teaching middle school students, you know, slavery had some benefits.
Yes,
but not to go down that rabbit hole.
All the things you can pick up when people are whipping you. But anyway,
that's kind of how I feel about like the Pence thing too. It's like, who are your voters? Like, who are you appealing to? But yeah, I would love to hear from you as far as if the election was today, who would you vote for, and how much, if you're being honest with yourself, is it off of gut instinct versus actually looking at the numbers? 844-967-2789.
We will come back with a call on the other side of this break. We have Don on the line. As Kristen said, if you want to check in, you can text and or call at 844-967-2789.
All right, we'll take a break. We'll be back in just a minute. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
I wish I'd never met you, girl. You'll never come again. Like I've never lost you, and feelings like I'll never have you again in my life. Feeling, oh, oh, feeling, oh, 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 feeling.
It's so hot. Wait. Now it's going to rain? It is summer in Wisconsin.
As much as we love it, we love to hate it too. Find a forecast you can count on along with the in-depth details you need, only from the Civic Media Weather Team.
These extended conditions have led us into a flash drought. Sitting in these above average temperatures with minimal rain has
swiftly alter the local climate.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Protect your family from radon. Radon causes lung cancer, and half the homes in Green Bay test high. Request a free test kit at newradon.com. That's newradon.com.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
Woo-hoo! Starting at 6 AM, The Mayor and Mino.
Then at 8, The Earl Ingram Show.
10 to 12,
As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show.
On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
It's never personal, only politics. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show with Dom and Crute.
Weekdays from 4 until 6
on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast. Mainly cloudy skies expected this afternoon with a chance for scattered storms. Daytime highs approaching 85. Southwesterly winds, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Chance for scattered thunderstorms. Tonight, lows level off around 62. Partly cloudy skies. Slight chance for scattered storms again. Tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 87. Partly cloudy. Upper 80s. Wednesday, low 90s. Mainly sunny skies and calm. Thursday, for Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 75.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
10 to 12,
As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Town Call.
On WGBW.
Investment in social infrastructure and environmental programs that is actually finishing what FDR started, that LBJ expanded on, and Joe Biden is attempting to complete. Programs to address education, medical care, urban problems, rural poverty, transportation, Medicare, Medicaid, labor unions, and he still is working on it.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Bett.
What
there.
A vicious attack on Biden's record so far.
It's obviously, I'm sure you've heard that by now. If you have not, that is a speech that Marjorie Taylor Greene gave. And I think it was in the attempt to list all of those things as bad things.
Yes.
Of the socialist Joe Biden and all these things he's doing. But the way it came off to many people is, well, that sounds pretty good.
Yeah.
So the Democrats turned it into an ad, which is pretty funny. But I think it goes back to the topic at hand, which is, you know, kind of a conversation of about facts over feelings or feelings over facts. And I'm going to put myself like I too, if the election was today, I would vote for Joe Biden. But it's not because if I'm being totally honest, I'm like pumped about Joe Biden. And yet the numbers should prove otherwise. Like, things when you pay attention to the news too much feel bad, which I certainly do because that's my job. But when you look at a lot of numbers, things are trending in a good direction.
Yes.
And yet I think there's a lot of independent left-leaning people who are like me, who are like not pumped on Biden. There's certainly a lot of Republicans who are like running on inflation, crime, immigration, that those numbers are trending in ways that don't prove that point. So if the election was today, who would you vote for? We got Don Brown first.
Yes, we do. Good morning, Don. What do you think?
Hi, Jane. Hi, Kristen. You know, the one issue I'd love to put to bed is this whole age thing. I hear so many people saying he's too old. You know, the president should be under 70. And it's like, are we asking the president to build a house or to do construction projects or excavation or anything that requires like physical skill sets and all that? We're not, right? We want someone with a sharp mind, with years of experience, in which he has what, over 50, with strong relationships with world leaders and other stakeholders around the world. And, you know, how about we just focus on his record? And if we're going to look at the strength of a person, like, look at all the tragedy this guy's had to endure in his personal life. Look at he was a single father for many years before he was remarried. So many things. And I, like yourselves, I was never a huge Joe Biden fan, but when he was vice president, he showed a lot of mettle during the Obama administration and can take credit for a lot of those big wins in the Obama administration. And like, you know, how come let's bring that up instead of the age issue, you know, if we're really, really worried about that, like, then let's dig into health and wellness. Like, Biden's probably in better physical shape than JFK was when he was in the White House, considering all the pain he had to live with. So that's my,
that's your take. So you would vote for Joe Biden if the election was today.
As of right now, for sure.
Awesome. Thanks so much for the call, Don. Let's go to Greg. Greg, who would you vote for if the election was today?
Well, I'm looking for that middle ground kind of third party candidate to come, you know, in and do that. Let me just say two things really quickly. I've learned the damage it causes the election when people are one issue voters. Okay, my issue for a while, I'll be honest, I'll admit it, was the whole abortion issue, mm-hmm. you know? But then I discovered as I got later in life, pro-life means you're pro all of life, not just, you know, not just baby, you know, killing. But my second thing is, so we can't be a one issue voter. And I'm not going to blame Biden for the inflation issue, because as you mentioned, Kristen, inflation right now is a world problem. So all these people who want to blame Biden for the higher gas prices, first of all, I don't drive. So, but anyway, I don't have to worry about that, I guess, but, you know, higher whatever prices. I guess I can't see that. And so I'm not going to be one issue voter, but I'm not necessarily sold on the two people we have right now.
The two leads. So that would be Trump and Biden. Are there any other Republican candidates that even if they're polling super low, regardless of polls, that you're like, I could live with this guy or woman with Nikki Haley?
Honestly, if Republicans would stop, and I am a Christian, but if Republicans would stop touting the pro-life evangelical Christian line, you know, and like I said, I am a Christian, you know, I'm probably more pro-life, but I don't want to be lumped in as radical, you know, mm-hmm. as radical anything, you know?
Yeah.
So that's kind of where I'm looking at, like, and I hate that it's always the lesser of two evils, you know?
Yeah, that is the part problem with the two-party system. We're coming up against a break, Greg, so thank you so much for the call. When we come back from our next break, we still got a couple people on the line, so please hold on. But if the election was today, who would you vote for? 844-967-2789. And if you're being really honest with yourself, is it facts over feelings or feelings over facts when it comes to your gut instinct on who you want to vote for? 844-967-2789. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
Starting at 6 AM, The Mayor and Mino.
Then at 8, The Earl Ingram Show.
On WGBW.
ABC News, I'm Rena Roy. The Israeli parliament has passed part of a controversial plan overhauling the nation's judiciary. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, facing corruption charges, pushed hard for the changes, which would give the court system much less power to prosecute government officials. Protests have been going on for months over the plan. The Biden administration has set an afternoon deadline for Texas to remove a floating border barrier in the Rio Grande at Eagle Pass, the state feeling pressure from Mexico as well to dismantle the buoys.
The Mexican government plans to send a team of inspectors up to the Rio Grande for a firsthand look at the 1,000-foot string of buoys intended to keep people from entering the U.S. illegally. Mexico has suggested that the device violates a 70-year-old treaty between the two countries.
ABC's Jim Ryan in Dallas. Extreme temperatures continue making life in some parts of the U.S. unbearable. About 40 million Americans are under heat advisories. In Phoenix, they're looking at 25 days in a row with temperatures of at least 110 degrees. This is ABC News.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
For the Talk of Green Bay News, I'm Pete Schwabe. Here's what Green Bay needs to know. The Taylor Shabusiness trial starts today in Green Bay. After hearing from an expert witness Friday morning, the court decided Shabusiness is fit to stand trial. A jury was selected Friday after the hearing. The 25-year-old Shabusiness is charged with first-degree intentional homicide and the mutilating of the corpse of Shad Therian in February of 2022. A former Green Bay teacher was sentenced to more than 50 years in prison for sexually assaulting second graders. In addition to his time in prison, 48-year-old David Villarreal received 20 years of supervision. The victims were all girls ages 7 to 8. Villarreal taught at Baird Elementary for 7 years. He was arrested in April of 2021. If you need to get your car across Lake Michigan, you'll have to wait. The SS Badger, or car ferry, in Manitowoc had mechanical issues on Friday, July 21st. The service is temporarily suspended. Pete Schwabe, WGBW 97.9 News.
Living happily ever after isn't always a reality. If you're over 50 and are considering divorce, attorney Andrea Gage with the Everson Law Firm can provide the guidance you need. Andrea focuses on silver divorces, the kind that get more complicated over time and present unique challenges. A family, multiple properties, significant assets. Andrea and the team at Everson Law have the experience to protect your interests. Call Everson Law to set up an appointment with Andrea today. It's never too late to be happy. Everson Law, 920-435-3734. If you care about animals or crops, you probably care how the weather could impact both.
It's summer in Wisconsin, and the success of your efforts often depends on knowing the forecast. Count on your local Civic Media weather team for all the information you need.
Crops roots are also growing deeper in search for water, which is bad news because when rain finally falls, it will sit shallow and be absorbed in the top layers of the soil.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the app.
Larry, it's your mom. Did you know the Civic Media Network covers the whole state of Wisconsin? They can help your business get the word out, whether you want to reach a smidge of folks or just want the whole kit and caboodle. Call 608-819-8255. Okay then, bye.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. Woo-hoo! Starting at 6 AM, the Mayor and Mino.
Then at 8, the Earl Ingram Show.
10 to 12,
As Goes Wisconsin.
At noon, Civic Media Network News.
At 12:15, Town Call.
1 to 3, the Todd Alba Show.
3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct.
4 to 6, the Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude.
And 6 to 7, the Maggie Dawn Show.
On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
Hey, Bobby.
Hi, Ken.
You want to go for a ride?
Sure, Ken.
Jump in.
I'm a Bobby girl in the Bobby world. Life in plastic. It's fantastic. You can brush my hair.
Well, welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Matinere. And we're still staying on the topic, but I will say, Barbie.
Wow.
Wow, $155 million. But we will get to that later in today's, either later in today's segment or later in today's show. But the topic at hand right now is, if the election was today, who would you vote for? 844-967-2789. We had a text on the text line asking if today's show is a rerun. It is not a rerun.
It is not a rerun. Unfortunately, I can't respond to all texts, so I can't tell you that we're live.
But we are live.
We are live.
It is Monday, July 24th. It's 81 degrees in Waukesha. and we are live. So if you were trying to call in, please try keep trying to call in. 844-967-2789. And speaking of calling in, Jack from Merrimack, if the election was today, who would you vote for?
Well, there's no question. Given the so-called front runners, I definitely vote for Biden. Let me do a little bit of explanation because I've got a couple things I'd like to say about that. One of those is the first thing that has to happen is the Democratic Party and Biden campaign has to get their act together. They've got to do things like, for instance, every place where there is broadband cable being installed out in the farming areas, they need to have one of those giant signs that looks like those Biden stickers that you saw on gas pumps saying, "I did this." Every time, every place where there is construction that is fixing our highways, they need to have a giant sign like that sticker that says, "I did this." Every place where there is lead lines being removed, like there were in front of my house just a few months ago, there needs to be a sign that says, which shows Biden pointing to it and saying, "I did this."
With the aviators on, right?
You got it.
you should join the campaign team, Jack.
here's the other half of what I'd like to say. It seems that the elephant in the room, and that is a very bad pun, is that virtually no one is talking about the attempted political coup that occurred with the fraudulent electors. These slates of electors that Johnson and others tried to present as legitimate to the vice president in an attempt to overturn legitimate election results have not even been disavowed by even one single member of the current Republican Party.
Yeah.
They haven't even been discussed in Congress. There are no hearings into it, much less the gerrymandered legislatures like we have in this state. Republicans need to completely repudiate both that attempt using the illegitimate electors as well as the physical violence, which they continue to downplay and call things like a tourist visit. I can't see how anyone in their right mind could possibly trust anything Republicans do or say until that's done, because that is much more dangerous than the obvious violent January 6th. A physical attack on Congress. You can solve that by more police. But this illegal attempt to foist a political insurrection in the guise of being legal is something that we can't allow.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks so much for the call, Jack. Going over to Nancy. Nancy, if the election was today, who would you vote for?
Using both facts and feelings, I would definitely go with Biden.
Okay.
The GOP seems to only be the party of no. They have no platform. They have no sense. They just come up with these bizarre ideas that just don't have it. It's for media only.
Yeah.
And that's what gets their base wound up and may tip things in the other direction. A third party vote is a vote against Biden.
For sure.
A vote for GOP. I'm ticked off with people that vote third party because, quote unquote, both parties are the same. If you go to a wonderful website called Quora, Q-U-O-R-A, and look at Bring Back Democracy and other sites like that, you'll find out just how bad the GOP is, and that's where I've gotten a lot of the facts. It's an international forum.
Yeah, I've heard it. Quora's been around for a while. It's like a place where you can ask questions and it's kind of crowdsourcing of people responding and giving answers, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm seriously addicted to it. I admit that.
Good for you. Thanks so much for the call,
thanks
Nancy.
A lot,
we gotta
Nancy.
Get, we got to get one more call in during this segment. And so is it Tom from L.A.?
Our friend Tom from L.A. Good morning, Tom.
Absolutely. Good morning, ladies. First off, we the people ultimately are the government, and we must never forget that. Second is that for the gentleman that called in and talked about pro-life, just because a woman has the right to choose does not mean that she's going to choose to actually terminate a pregnancy. So let's keep that in mind, that this whole thing is about putting women down. Third, I would definitely vote for Joe Biden, because Joe Biden knows how to delegate. Joe Biden knows how to put the people in place that actually, because no president, we are in a dictatorship in this country. We are a democracy. And because of that point, you know, it's what we the people want. And Joe Biden has shown that what he can do by putting the people in, delegating that power. So therefore, you know, we have the gains that we are having in this administration. I'd like to see him a little bit more like FDR. I will take what I can get for right now. And that is Joe Biden. So I definitely would vote for Joe Biden. I think we also on the radio shows need to elevate Kamala Harris more, because they're going to be running against Kamala Harris. They're not going to run against Joe Biden, really, because they know that Joe Biden is kind of unbeatable, because he's just a good guy. So just watch. The Republicans will start going after Kamala Harris if they haven't already.
And it's interesting to me.
Definitely let's start elevating her.
Absolutely. Thanks so much for the call, Tom. And it's interesting to me that they haven't, this whole time that they haven't done more, that really this whole first term, she's been given unwinnable projects to be her focus, knowing that that was, I mean, I don't know, just the whole time it seemed like a bad campaign strategy for a second term. If he was always planning to have a second term, is to not lift her up more and give her things that she can win at.
But what did Mike Pence do except stand there and look at Trump adoringly? Mike Pence didn't accomplish anything.
But I also don't think, I think that's a bad comparison, because Trump was always going to be the narcissist in the room. And so it's like in an actual strategic, like political campaigns, like I'm not sure that's the standard you want to hold yourself to.
Right.
And so, but I just agree with Tom in that there is, they can't not have her run again. Because then it looks like it was a bad choice the first time around.
Right.
But they also just like biffed it, I think, as far as helping make her look good to strengthen the ticket going into a second term.
Well, and I had the opportunity over the weekend. I bought a book by Miles Taylor, who used to be in the Department of Homeland Security. And he was the anonymous author who had that piece in the New York Times while he was still within the Trump administration. And the book is called Blowback. It will blow your mind.
Blowback?
If you think that Donald Trump and Joe Biden are the same intellectually, this will dispel that for you very quickly.
Who's the author?
Miles Taylor.
Miles Taylor.
Miles Taylor, called Blowback.
All right, the author behind the eye-popping CNN number one New York Times bestseller. All right.
I mean, the amount of times that Donald Trump wanted to shoot the legs out from people who are trying to get into this country, wanted to bomb Mexico. The moat was actually something he asked about.
Is it different than Abbott's moat that he's doing right now with the like spiked buoys?
No, Trump wanted alligators and I think monkeys. So,
the Wicked Witch of the West? Like fly.
I'm not in that brain, so I can't specify which monkey. But there are just wacko, terrifying things that I have no problem believing came out of Donald Trump's mouth. None whatsoever. None.
That's how you spent your weekend, reading that book?
Most of yesterday. Oh, every page is like, oh my God. What? Oh my God.
Wow. Yeah, and it's interesting. I listened to Love It or Leave It out of the Crooked Podcast or the Crooked Media Podcast Empire. that was a bunch of ex-Obama guys. They've been around since 2016, and Love It or Leave It is like their live show comedy. He was like a joke writer for all the speech writers.
Oh, wow.
So like, it's what I sometimes emulate this show to be, is if we actually had a writing team. But they had this last episode. This is going back to what Nancy said as far as third party stuff of this whole no labels shenanigans that's
right,
happening.
Right.
And like, who's actually behind no labels? And no labels is trying to say like both parties are the same. And so they had like funny but fake PSAs like, this episode is brought to you by No Labels. And they would argue on like trying to have like the false equivalency of what Republicans are doing versus what Democrats are doing and what Trump is and what Biden is. And so it was, maybe I'll grab some of those because it's pretty funny. And what happened to the Forward Party? Because that was Andrew Yang's whole thing like a year or so
wow.
ago.
He's
and that's different. No Labels is different than Forward as far as I know.
But I haven't heard, that's the first time I've heard Andrew Yang's name.
Since he started, that was last summer.
Yeah.
Because that was last summer when they were talking about.
He's just kind of disappeared.
And so I don't know what happened to them. And the thing that I liked about the Forward Party, besides the fact that they didn't actually have a platform, but what they at least were claiming when they were first talking about having a Forward Party was starting with smaller races. And like, I am the first one to say that the two-party system feels broken. In a two-party system, it feels like all you have to do is make people hate the other party enough that they would never vote for them instead of actually being for anything. And it's a duopoly. And the only people who are benefiting from this are the parties themselves. And I think the strategy of having a third party, but only running as like only running in the top ticket of the presidential race every 4 years, instead of actually creating a party where you run. Because this is the problem with two parties is not just at the presidency. This is the problem with so many of our races. I mean, I shouldn't know this number off the top of my head. Whatever, how many elected officials there are in the country that are partisan positions, and having the emphasis be on actually building another option that is viable, that has a platform, and gives people, that is filling a void that the two parties that we have right now do not. But why does it always have to start with the presidency? Because that's when it seems like it's just a grift versus something that is real and something that can grow.
We do have one more text that I'd like to get in, if you don't mind, Kristen. John from the Falls, good morning. This would be an easy choice for me. Here's why. My main concerns are climate, gun control, infrastructure, and the economy. The Republican Party as a whole has shown it's not interested in any of the first three things on my list. As far as the economy, America has fared much better than most of the rest of the world coming out of the pandemic. Whether the GOP wants to admit it or not, the numbers don't lie. And by the way, presidents overseeing the economy during the last three financial crises were Reagan, Bush, and Donald Trump. Nice job, fellas. Oh, and by the way, another comment. If you use a slur in your text, then I'm really unlikely to answer your phone call ever.
Ever.
Just so you
ever.
Know.
If you calling us names will not make us want to engage with you.
It's not going
to
help you.
We also have another text from Oshkosh. I think the Biden versus Trump vote is more clear cut than Biden versus any other Republican. Like if I were to vote for Biden, I would vote for Biden if Trump was the nominee. But if Christie got the nomination, I don't know who I'd vote for right now. So interesting, interesting. All right, we got to take another break. When we come back, it's Shark Week. So we're going to play a quiz. All right, this is As Goes Wisconsin.
Bug Tussle, providing high-speed internet to rural Wisconsin. No data caps, no contracts. 877-227-0924. Call today to learn how you can get 3 months free. 877-227-0924.
This summer, 5090 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
Woo-hoo!
Starting at 6 AM, The Mayor and Mino.
Then at 8, The Earl Ingram Show.
10 to 12,
As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show.
On 5090 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Wisconsin's manner of funding local government is nearly singular in the country.
That cheese stands alone, if you will. It hasn't been working in Milwaukee. It hasn't been working in Rhinelander. It hasn't been working in La Crosse, Green Bay, Madison, Kenosha, Racine. I don't care what you pick. It ain't working.
The Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Civic Media radio stations, providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
Here's your updated forecast. Chance for scattered thunderstorms this afternoon. Otherwise, partly cloudy skies. Highs level off around 85. Southwest winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Chance for scattered storms again tonight. Lows level off around 62, partly cloudy. Slight chance for scattered thunderstorms tomorrow. Highs level off around 87, a blend of clouds and sun. Upper 80s Wednesday, low 90s, mainly clear Thursday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 75.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct on WGBW.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Matinair. And a wise man once said, live every week like it's Shark Week. Do you know who said that?
I don't.
Tracy Jordan. Oh, well, it actually is Shark Week. It is the 35th year of Shark Week. Shark Week's been around almost as long as I have been alive.
Wow. That's one good way to put it in perspective.
Wild. I can't say I am necessarily someone who has been like a Shark Week aficionado over the years, but it is obviously very, very popular. But it's been criticized for becoming more sensational and for presenting graphic animal violence. And the truth is, shark attacks actually aren't that common. Despite what Jaws told us, despite what the news says, Jane, you're looking skeptical.
I don't discount that. They're the experts, right? They watch the numbers. They know what's going on. But I've been in at least one place where a year later a woman was killed by a shark.
Okay.
And that's enough for me.
For sure. And you don't live on the ocean. So, you know, in Wisconsin, this feels a little less like something we have to worry about because last time I checked, Lake Michigan, no sharks.
Sharkless.
But I thought it'd be fun. The Washington Post produced a 10 question quiz to reassure you as far as the actual, again, facts over feelings.
I understand.
So we will play this for the rest of the hour. Number one, of the more than 500 species of sharks, only 3 are responsible for most shark bites. Which of these sharks is not a frequent biter?
Okay.
A white shark, a hammerhead, tiger, or a bull shark?
I will go with the hammerhead.
That is correct.
All right.
Number 2. Where was the shark bite capital of the world last year? Was it Florida, New York, Australia, Cape Cod?
I think it was Florida.
You were correct again.
Wow.
Last year, 57 people around the world were bitten by sharks in unprovoked bites. Most of those bites, 72%, happened in the United States. And Florida is the international capital of shark bite with 16 unprovoked bites.
Can I just throw in
another reason to not go to Florida?
Well, there are so many reasons not to go to Florida. Does anyone ever provoke a shark bite? It's like, come on, come over here. I'm going to take you on. Aren't they all kind of unprovoked?
I mean, if you're in like a shark tank and you're like,
fair enough.
Well, I mean, you asked. I know. I feel like that is a serious answer.
The vast majority of shark bites, no one's going on. Come over here. I want to punch you in the nose.
But I will say, if you think about how many people swim in the ocean every year to only have 57, that is a very small amount.
Unless you're one of those 57.
Unless you're one of, yes, of course. But there's plenty of things that you drive down Capitol Drive. It's probably more dangerous than getting
Not anymore, I don't.
All right, number three. What is the best way to tell if a shark is swimming nearby? Taste the water. If it's salty, there are sharks.
It's always salty.
Number two, scan the ocean and look for a shark's fin above the water. Number three, check for notices from the lifeguards on duty. Four, play the baby shark song and see if one shows up.
Those are all terrible.
Those are all terrible. I would say, what do you say?
I'll go with the lifeguards.
All right. That is it. Yeah, that's true.
That's true.
That's true. Scientists like to say that if there's if the water tastes salty, there are sharks swimming in it, which is obvious.
Always.
Yes. It's the notice from lifeguard is the best way to get information. All right, number four. Which of these places are you least likely to encounter a white shark? Relatively shallow, knee-deep water. Shoulder-deep water, where you're bobbing over waves. Close to seals or school of fish.
Yeah, you don't want to be there.
Don't want to be there.
No.
Far off the coast alongside fishing boats.
You don't want to be there either. Give them to me one more time, please.
So one, relatively shallow, knee-deep water. Two, shoulder-deep water, where you're bobbing over waves. Three, close to seals or schools of fish. Four, far off the coast alongside fishing boats.
I'll go with the first one, the shallow.
That is correct.
Yeah.
White sharks are too big to swim in shallow water, and their prey, stingrays or seals, aren't often swimming there either. All right, halfway through. Which of these statements about sharks is true? One, some sharks can actually get a tan in the sun. Number two, sharks can smell a drop of blood in an Olympic-sized pool of water. Number three, sharks have one set of teeth for life. Number four, peeing in the ocean or swimming during your period can attract sharks.
I will go with a drop of blood in the Olympic-sized pool.
No, that one's wrong.
It's wrong.
Some sharks can actually get a tan in the sun.
No kidding.
Sharks can suntan.
Do they have tan marks?
Maybe. Sharks are subject to a number of myths, including that they are these super sniffers.
Yeah.
Able to detect scant amounts of blood from open wounds or menstruation.
That's not true.
They do have a strong sense of smell, but it's no better than other fish in the sea.
Okay.
Number six, what can I do to reduce the chance of a shark encounter? One, stay close to shore. Two, stay in groups, whether you're swimming, surfing, etc. Three, avoid swimming in murky water or at dawn or dusk. Four, all of the above.
I would go with all.
I feel like, considering there hasn't been all of the above, that was like a...
That's pretty
that was
easy.
An easy one. All right, we got to keep... Keep plugging. Number seven, are sharks scared of dolphins? Yes or no?
That's always been a myth, so I will say no.
Correct. Contrary to popular belief, dolphins do not ward off sharks.
It was a great story, you know, that they would protect people and dolphins would come racing in to save the day. And yeah, that's just not true.
Which of these water enthusiasts top the list for shark bites? Swimmers, surfers, divers, or boaters?
Surfers.
That is correct. I think it's because they look like a seal. The board from the bottom, they always look like, they look the most like a seal. Two more. All right. When a shark bites a human, how many bites does the shark typically take? One, two, three. There's no discernible pattern.
Oh, ew. One.
I think it's one because I think the myth I've, or not the myth, what I've always heard is once they figure out, because like humans actually to them are not that
tasty.
We're very bony. And so it's like, oh, that's not what I wanted. It's not like they can like, you know, touch us with their fingers. Yes. One. Shark bites are exceedingly rare. And when they do happen, most bites are single hit and run bites. Final question. If a shark approaches, you should kick and splash to scare the shark away. Take a lesson from Batman and spray a shark repellent. Swim away as fast as you can. Turn and face the shark, then slowly swim away.
That they all sound like death. They all sound like impending doom.
Well, we got to pick one.
All right.
One is right.
Number three.
I don't think. You think you're going to swim past a shark?
No, okay. No, I don't want to do that. Stand your ground and back away slowly. They all sound terrible.
I think that's the right one. Yeah.
Wow.
By turning your attention to the shark, you're telling it that you're aware of its presence and you're not another fish. And if you're holding a surfboard or some flotation device, it puts it between you and the shark. So there you go. Not that we have to deal with this in Lake Michigan, but if you're going to Florida anytime soon, there you go. All right, we got to take a break for the top of the hour news. We'll be back in a minute.
It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. We are your hometown radio, refreshed.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming
ABC
on the
News,
Civic Media
I'm
app.
Lena Rule.